Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah, that's right. You're in the loop right here.
He did that like a Marconi winner.
He is walking crotch first on this Friday.
I did my best. I'll catch you later, Seth, man. This was fun.
There you go. He's already into his weekend.
Good job today, Brandon.
Okay, very good. There you go, fellas of Pain and Pendergast. Of course, B-Scott sitting in for Sean. Appreciation to them. Appreciation to you for rocking with us. It's a Friday in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You forgot that it was a Friday?
I
was about to say. I know damn well you was counting down to this Friday. Because not only are you counting down to a weekend on this week, you're counting down to Texans football.
Yes, you are.
Like, that is the beauty of this week in particular. I know that some people will look at preseason football and say it's preseason football. Nah, it is Texans football coming back at you tomorrow. And we are getting you ready for that here all day long on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. But we're taking our turn in the loop. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you as well. And you, obviously, getting involved with the program through the various means that are available to you. The text line, 713-572-4610. That's how you get involved. Also, appreciation to the Mulcairn Injury Lawyers live stream.
Mm-hmm.
Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on Twitch, 610 Houston. How you living, man?
Man, I am living fantastic.
What was that word?
Man.
Oh, okay.
Man. Why did it
you
come
made
out
it in like three syllables somehow.
Man. I'm living fantastic. Not just the Marconi nomination, which we'll get to the question of the day and other things about that. There's something about it that bothers me.
Huh?
I'll mention that during confessions. Yeah, yeah. There's something about it that bothers me. Be here at 12:20. You gonna be here at 12:20?
I guess I can stay around.
All right.
I was planning on dipping out early.
Not only that. Not only Friday, but you mentioned it, man. Football tomorrow. I don't care. Do you care?
What? That's football tomorrow?
No, that it's preseason and some starters aren't going to play. Who cares?
I care more than I thought I would. Like coming into this preseason for the Texans and this training camp for the Texans, this is probably fully constructed of a top line for mm-hmm. the Texans as I think one could expect or one has seen of recent. Like, I think that you look at the top line of what this Texas team is doing, and mm-hmm. obviously the offensive line is a place where you would hope that it's a stronger talent.
Yeah.
However, you do know that, hey, the top line of this is somewhere in there. They just got to figure out what the mix and match of what they're actually doing is.
Yeah. It feels like y'all are saying the same thing, though, because, like, Lopez is saying he's not letting the fact that it's the preseason keep him from caring about the exact things that it sounds like you're talking about.
Exactly, exactly. Like, I thought that that would be in a place where I was looking at that, and I'm like, all right, well, there's not that much that you're watching that you're trying to get a feel of what's happening. But I think there's still a lot of things that are worth, you know, digging into in a preseason game, obviously with the youth that you have, the number of rookies that are there, some of the position battles that are happening kind of in depth as opposed to when it comes to starting type of position battles. And so, like, I actually had a lot more, I have rather, a lot more interest than I would have assumed that I would have had probably weeks ago.
Absolutely. And it got even more interesting. By the way, why does Brandon Case got, oh, you took your shoes off. I thought you brought two pairs of shoes. Okay.
So when you get here at 5 a.m, it seems perfectly fine to walk in with slides on.
Yeah.
Right? But when you leave right after 10 and everybody has entered the building, you look a little silly with slides on.
Who said?
So I brought.
That's the beauty of working in radio.
Figgy wears slides all the time.
Yeah, well, it's cool when I'm with y'all, but then when I get into the elevator with the lawyers and the people that got like actual jobs, it's like, who is this freaking guy?
But now you can tell them that it's a Marconi nominated station that you work for, and they can buzz off.
Dare I say I'm gonna do the thing where I walk in the elevator. Yeah. With them hanging.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like you need to do that from now on.
I will.
Yeah.
Very good.
Have a good one, man. So, it got more interesting yesterday.
Yeah.
It got a lot more interesting yesterday.
There's that. But then also, like, thankfully, I also feel good because, hey, man, CJ Gardner-Johnson is not lost for the season. Because, look, I think
B.
Scott's parting shot as he walks out of the room is maybe. Thanks for nothing.
Finish your point because I'm more on B. Scott's side.
Really? Okay. Because we got news after MRIs and everything. Although we go in a roundabout way with, it is an ACL tear and everything felt like the world was falling down to some degree. Obviously, we know that there's still a lot of talent on this defense. But then they come back around and actually, no, it is not a full, it is not a tear. Obviously, he's still getting more tested because it's still a significant injury, right? It's not like, okay, it's not an ACL tear, so he plays football tomorrow. That's not how this goes. However, you did not have the absolute worst-case scenario, at least I think. Now I'm thinking about him, like, is there other worst-case scenarios that are bigger out there? But you did not have what I imagine right now is the worst-case scenario, which is inherently a good thing.
Mm-hmm. You say you see things where it's not an ACL, or the ACL is intact, is what they said. Which means, you know, it's not worst case scenario, as you said. But here's why I kind of side with B. Scott. We all know what we saw yesterday. We all know he basically had to be helped off significantly, damn near carried from the cart to the performance center. We all know there is an injury there. So as much as everybody's like, oh, cool, he's coming back this season. Well, I would guess probably, but when? I mean, it looked like a significant injury. And just because it wasn't an ACL, and you touched on this, doesn't mean it wasn't some sort of, you know, major injury. It looked like a major, I'm hitting the wrong leg. It was right leg. It looked like a major injury.
Yeah, because people are watching the YouTube oh, Lopez, you're pointing to the wrong knee, right? Nobody cares.
It was a major injury. And so my point on this is, okay, cool, it's not the ACL. I guess that's good news, but I don't know that that's good news because I know what I saw.
Sure, I think that that's fair. And look, however long it takes to rehab him or get himself back to football playing shape is however long it takes. Mm-hmm. Two questions that come to mind for me. Does this prognosis, even though we don't have a fullness of a prognosis, I understand, is this more, does this complicate things more? Because it feels like if he had a full tear, again, not that I was hoping that that was the outcome by any means.
Yeah.
But it would have made it very clear as to what you had to do. Got to go get a new guy.
Yeah.
Now you're having to parse how long is he going to be out, and is that then long enough to where you need to go and find another starting caliber player, or is that something where you can operate with the likes of MJ Stewart and Miles who are in there and holding down the fort?
Right.
Or are you going to have to even do something crazy like roll Jalen Petrie back to a depth safety position in a way that I know it was a position that wasn't his forte in the same way that playing that nickel position. Like, where are you now is one of the questions that immediately comes to mind.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because the reason I'm sort of very reluctant to say, oh, yippee, you know, he's going to be back this season, is not necessarily because I don't think that's a good thing. It is a good thing if he can make it back this season. What I'm saying is, what have we been saying about this offense? And work with me here. I think you're going to see where I'm going. What have we been saying about this offense and its progression? We've been saying it's going to take a while. It could take, I've said it multiple times, 4, 5-6 games before it really gets itself its feet collectively under itself. Well, let's talk about the first 5 games before the bye. All right? That's the Rams, Bucks, Jaguars, Titans, and Ravens.
That's right.
You got in there, obviously a very good Rams team, a good Bucks team, 2 division opponents, and an AFC contender, if not a Super Bowl contender by most accounts. Those first 5 games count, man. Not only do they count, you have 2 division games.
Yeah.
And the Ravens.
Correct.
And so if you...
And the Bucks and Rams aren't nothing to scoff
at. But I'm talking about even just in the AFC.
Sure.
You have 2 divisions and your division. Yeah, you have 2 division games and the Ravens. So if you're going to be kind of shorthanded on defense at the safety position, to answer your question, you still go get a guy. You still go get a guy because that's 5 games, whereas if they go the wrong way, if things go south, you know, and we still know this defense is going to be good and can carry this team with a mediocre offense. But the offense is learning. The defense needs help at safety. Those first 5 games, like I said, they count. And so you don't have a bad start, and you don't want to, you know, necessarily give anything away there.
No, and I mean, that's very fair. On top of the idea, the secondary question that I was going to ask is, what can we expect if and when he does return in the course of the season coming off of an injury that, again, we still don't know the full magnitude. The 713 on the text line, again, 713-572-4610 is the number to text. But from the 713, intact is semantics. Could be a sprain, which is a partial tear, which I know that you're very much a proponent of, or you know, you may try and make sure that we highlight. If it's not a meniscus, you'll likely get PRP and be out till midseason. Now, I don't know, obviously, the timeline on specifically that, but just generally, you think about, all right, let's see, say he misses 8 games.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of games, but then also, coming off of whatever, I imagine you're trying to get him back as soon as possible. What level of CJ Gardner-Johnson are you getting with whatever injury that you're talking about in a knee, which I imagine is, not even imagine, we know is going to be, you know, cornerstone to any type of movement that he needs. And that's a very movement heavy position when you're talking about safety, whether he's playing back or coming forward and kind of getting into the box.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So do you expect him to miss, if you had to guess, again, we don't know what the injury is.
I ain't nobody's doctor, brother.
No, but, well, then I will.
You got it, bro.
I think we won't see him for a month minimum.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah,
I think that's
minimum.
Easily.
Yeah.
That feels very fair. And I mean, maybe we can all pray and hope that it's, as the text line from the 281 said, hopefully it's a Gruje Hill type of injury. Yeah, like type of card off where.
So he'd be batting next week.
Like, yeah, that would be
17
incredible.
Tackles.
I don't think that's a reasonable expectation to have with what happened, right? So, I think you might, but a month would take you what? Into the first couple of weeks of the season. Like that type of, like if that's the comeback, I'd be incredibly pleased with that in and of itself.
I'd be thrilled. But that's to me almost best case scenario. Again, knowing that we're not doctors and we haven't gotten the report. But when I heard ACL, I was like, okay, good. And then I started thinking, Well, then what is it? Because it's absolutely something. I mean, it could be, and again, we're not saying what it is, but it could be any number of, it could be a broken kneecap. You know,
or a torn meniscus.
Or a meniscus, yeah. or what's this one? Not the femur, the shin bone, basically. You know, it could be something like that. So I am...
Well, I feel like if it was a bone, we would have been able to tell that pretty quickly as
maybe,
well.
Maybe, but the MRI might show something else, you know, and that's what apparently, reportedly, they're going to do. But I was excited. Well, I was relieved, but not... exactly comforted with the prospects.
I hate so much what the Astros have done to me, because I go, if it was a bone, we would have known pretty quickly. And then in my brain, in the back, as if, because I know you got, yes, I see you, Rob Torres. Yeah. Right. Well, the Astros might not have known it was a bone until a week or two later. So maybe not.
Just soreness.
That's what he said.
It's just soreness.
Knee soreness. Really?
So, yeah, we don't know what it is. If you had, so like, again, if it's a significant amount of time, you have to go get someone. Are you still in a mental space where you're thinking, add a player, right? Add someone like a Justin Simmons, who 100%. Is out there. Add someone like a, and of course I forget the name as soon as I go there. Mm-hmm. I believe it was Whitehead, the other safety, who Jordan Whitehead, who had played for the Bucks, hadn't played
all
that
well. Call up the Honey Badger. Get him out of retirement.
You know what? I don't even know
how good he was last season.
But you
season.
Made me think for a little bit. Here's another twist to the whole thing.
Before we go there, I do think, as much as Justin Simmons has been like a name that Texans fans have had on their lips, I do think I like the prospect of Jordan Whitehead better. Yeah. I think that Jordan Whitehead was better more recently. One, also, he's younger. Mm-hmm. On top of that, he's more of a strong safety than a free safety like Justin Simmons is, which I think corresponds a little bit better to the role that C.J. Gardner-Johnson was going to have. I know that obviously C.J. can play back and have that, mm-hmm. but he also was going to, I imagine, play forward. In fact, he seemed pretty excited about the opportunity to play forward a little bit more.
Yeah.
I think Whitehead fits that a little bit better. And while Whitehead he wasn't all that good last year. If you look at some of the metrics, you could also look at that Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense and look all the way around and go, oh, there wasn't a lot that was very good in mm-hmm. general. Mm-hmm. So maybe that also did not help him be the best version of himself. I do think that that might, if I'm looking for a, you know, top line of a player, because mm-hmm. that's what we're talking about, like a starting caliber player that is still out there in free agency, Jordan Whitehead is where my brain is right currently.
All right, that's fair. But here's the other twist, the other sort of fly in the ointment in terms of you got to go get someone, and who knows, you know, how you're going to be at the safety position. There was some Jimmy Ward news yesterday.
Yeah, I almost thought that, because the first place that I saw was that Dolph Kleiman account. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest. As an aggregator in and of himself, I'm like, I need to see someone who I trust say this mm-hmm. before. So I was like, oh, yeah, Jimmy Ward got hemmed up again. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, my brand manager hit me up like, he got arrested again. I'm like, no, that got to be old.
Yeah.
And then my lawyer friend, shout out to Attorney Sam.
Yeah.
He hit me up. I'm like, oh, it must be real then because he did his little research. He told me what lawyer he got and all this other stuff. I'm like, damn, what happened?
But here's where it involves, you know, what we're talking about. That doesn't make it more promising that Jimmy Ward's going to be back.
Well,
it was quote unquote only a violation of bond.
Right, and that's what I was going to ask you, because when we were in that moment where we just knew that, oh, he's been arrested again. The thought was, well, is this something new? And if this is a secondary thing, I'm going to, you just go, oh, well, Jimmy Ward, mm-hmm. well, thanks for stopping by the booth. Like, this is over here.
Yeah.
Does it make you feel better in any way that it was a violation of his bond? And if you want to know, he was consuming alcohol, mm-hmm. which is a violation of the bond. I think that there might have been a confusion.
There was no contact with the, the alleged with the,
yeah, alleged victim. Victim, yeah.
Yes and no, and I don't mean to waffle. In terms of it makes me, how'd you put it, more concerned or whatever?
Yeah, like, does this make you feel a little bit better that this is what it was as opposed to something else?
It makes me more concerned because judges don't play with this. Judges don't play when you...
I heard
you
got a rough judge, too, that don't play.
You did? I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I said I heard he have a rough judge.
Yeah, I didn't know. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
But, like, so...
Correspondent Figgy. Tapping out.
I know, man. Shout out to my guy, man. Give me the rundown.
That's good information, and that ties right into why I said yes, it does make me more concerned about
Montgomery County, period, don't play, first of all.
Because, Reggie, like, judges don't play, and you and I may be saying, well, it was only alcohol and that made him, you know, violate this bond. Judges don't care about that. You violate a bond.
For sure.
You know?
And I will say,
yeah,
I was like just frustrated point blank period of come on, dawg. Like you know the block is hot. You know that you're on bond.
Yeah.
Like walk as if you are on eggshells. Exactly. Like you need to walk the straight and narrow to get yourself through this to even have an opportunity to get back and playing football. And that's before we talk about the moral judgments that clearly have to be discussed when it comes to if you did do what they're accusing you of you know, having some level of strangulation or choking on a significant other. Like that is already something that we have to talk about. Now you are adding on like different things that makes this more difficult. And I mean, what are the chances that these things happen on the same day? That's the thing that really was how is this the way that the luck goes for the Texans? And hopefully,
so
the
that's
luck,
why. Yes, go get a guy.
Yeah, go get a guy. Yeah. We'll continue to watch the space. Obviously, further developments on what is happening with C.J. Gardner-Johnson and that injury will tell us a lot. But anything that takes him out for like a significant amount of time, I think where do you set the boundary? 5 weeks, 6 weeks, and you're like, hey, go get a guy.
No.
If he misses 6 weeks of regular season, that's when you're like, hey, go get a guy, or is it significantly shorter?
No. If he misses 4 weeks, 3 weeks, go get a guy. Like I said, they count, man. Those games count.
They do count, but also,
so what do you mean get a guy getting
a frontline player?
Okay.
You know, we know we
Miles
have,
Bryan or MJ Stewart can't hold it down.
Those are depth pieces.
They can't hold it down for 4 weeks?
That's why I was like, four weeks is probably about 4 or 5
that's
weeks.
That's probably stretching.
Into the bye week
four,
is probably mine.
4 weeks is probably stretching.
Yeah.
Because you still have a good defense where you can cover for those guys. Like, you can have some level of coverage there. But I don't want them out there for half a season. I think that's
if they can't cover for 4 weeks, man, they might. We might need some more depth players,
right? And that's that.
I don't know.
We'll talk more about it as we go. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, the Astros getting started on a series versus the Yankees in New York. How telling will this series be? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss that next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.